Hi, everybody. This is Jesse.
And Harp.
And this is our Catchword podcast, where we take a close look at one word or an expression.
Yeah, and then we break it down, we talk about how it's used in everyday life, and find some ways to say the same thing.
And as always, if you want to know more about this episode or listen to any other episodes, just visit our website.
Exactly. That's culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
And once you're at our website, you can become a member, and then you'll have access to the lip service for all of our episodes. And there you can find stuff like transcripts, detailed explanations, and more.
Yeah, signing up is easy. Just click the big green button, become a member.
So on to today's expression, which is the tip of the iceberg.
The tip of the iceberg.
I like this expression a lot.
Yeah, the tip of the iceberg. It's a good expression.
So the tip of the iceberg generally means that something is just a small part of a larger situation or problem.
Exactly.
So we almost always use this to talk about something negative, like a problem, but sometimes people use it as positive or neutral. An example of a way we might use tip of the iceberg as a negative would be to say something like, the layoffs at the company were just the tip of the iceberg, but soon the entire business went bankrupt.
So when we look at this example, the layoffs are the tip of the iceberg. They're just the small part of the problem.
Right, and maybe only one or two people lost their job.
Exactly, but when the business goes bankrupt, that's the whole iceberg. The whole problem is that the whole company, everyone loses their jobs.
Exactly. Maybe if you were talking about a couple who weren't getting along well, you could say, the fight they had last night was just the tip of the iceberg, but really, they don't love each other anymore.
Exactly. The reason why this expression is used is because an iceberg is almost 90% below the water. The tip is only 10% of the whole iceberg.
Yeah, that's right. So if you're in a boat on the ocean, you might think, uh-oh, there's some ice floating over there. But it's not a big problem, it's just a small piece of ice.
Exactly.
But really, there's a lot more ice under the water. And if you hit an iceberg in a boat, that's going to be a very big problem.
Exactly.
So, of course, we use the word iceberg a lot in English. And part of that is ice, very common. Mm-hmm. But the other part, berg, we don't use that very much in English.
No.
And so the word iceberg actually probably came from a Dutch word or a German word that means ice mountain.
Oh, okay. So iceberg came from ice mountain.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So how else could we say tip of the iceberg? What are some synonyms?
You could say that it's the least of your problems. For example, my car breaking down is the least of my problems because I lost my job and there are many other problems in my life.
You didn't really lose your job, did you?
Nope. Okay. Just an example.
I think we might say something similar, the least of my worries.
Exactly, too. Problems, worries.
So I could say, if I'm late for work, missing the important meeting would only be the least of my worries because I'll probably get fired, too.
Exactly. And you're not going to get fired.
Oh, thanks. Even if I'm late for work?
No.
All right.
I hope not. So that's about it for this episode.
Yeah, I think we've covered the tip of the iceberg pretty well.
Exactly. So check out our website, culips.com, and click on the lip service where you can find the transcripts and the quizzes. That's about it.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.